A few years ago, I went to have my haircut to a beauty school. Has anybody here made that mistake? And I have like a Jiminy Cricket voice inside my head that tells me not to do things, but I still do them. I still like, it's, don't do it. No lo hagas, no seas estúpida. Don't do it. But I don't listen to my voice because it reminds me of my mother. So I go to the school, and when I arrive, I realize that the students practice on one another because they all look as if they just survived a nuclear holocaust. Some of them had eyebrows, some of them didn't. And the only student who was available was Khadija, the Muslim girl who is wearing her hijab and informs me that she started the school the week before. So the voice starts yelling at me, don't do it. Khadija believes that showing her hair is sinful. For all we know, she's on a mission to destroy everybody's hair. But then my Canadian voice, you know, the polite voice with which you have contaminated me, it tells me, hey, buddy. If you don't have your hair cut with Khadija, people are going to think you're racist. Because Canadians don't want to be considered racist or rude. I'm a Canadian, you know, so we can be waiting for the elevator. The elevator door opens. Inside there is a guy with multiple tattoos on his face. One fresh tattoo on his neck that says, I murdered my mother this morning. But we go inside the elevator because we don't want to hurt his feelings. And that is the way I sat in the chair of Khadija like a little lamb. And she asked me, what do you want me to do in your hair? And I said, well, you know, do something cool because I am a comedian. And she said, comedian? And I said, yes, I go and tell jokes from town to town. She understood, make me look like a clown. And she chopped my hair this short, on top of this big face. And then a silent tear starts rolling down my face. And she asked me, did I do something wrong? And I still didn't want to offend her. So I go, no, I am crying because I'm happy. Because I will be converting to your religion. Give me your veil, Khadija, give me your veil.